It's springtime in Detroit. Kind of feels like it kind of doesn't today. I know. But you have seen those daffodils and apple trees that are starting to bloom. The birds are returning to the city. There are signs of spring in the air. And unfortunately in Detroit, that also means plastic bags, bottles, pizza boxes, fast food containers, watching people throw things out of their car as they drive down the road, and new problems like face masks littering sidewalks, yards, and highways. The litter problem in the city is significant. You don't need to see statistics to know that. You see it everywhere. And that's what we're going to start the show with, to discuss. And join me in the studio to get this conversation started is Culture Shift's Amanda LeClaire. Hello, Amanda.
Hey, happy Tuesday to you, Ryan. As you mentioned, you know, with the weather, I do have to say, we need the rain. We need the rain to make the stuff bloom. So it is a spring day. It might look a little dreary. But happy to see it because things are going to look beautiful in a couple days. So we are talking about the problem with litter here in the city. As the snow melts and as the wind picks up, it becomes a major issue. As you're walking down the street, you can see it everywhere. And we're going to be talking to Planet Detroit's Rekia Colvin right now, live on Culture Shift, who has taken a big look into the city's litter problem and what some individuals and groups are doing about it. Rekia, welcome to Culture Shift.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, as Ryan had in that very colorful description of the significance of the litter problem, I would like you to add to that. What prompted you to want to look into this issue? How significant really is the litter problem here in the city?
You know, I had to think about the fact that, honestly, sometimes when I see the trash in the city, especially on a freeway, I thought about how it, in a way, feels like I've become kind of numb to it, or I'm used to seeing it. Then I had to think about, like, okay, why is that a thing, right? And, you know, as the weather warms up, you tend to see more trash, and we've had some windier days, and my son, he's very, I don't know, I guess he's eco-conscious. He's an interesting kid, but I would hear him in the backseat just saying, look, there's trash. And it just brought something to my attention. So it made me want to say, let's really look into what's being done, how people feel about it, and how we can work toward a cleaner city, I guess.
All right, here in this article, folks can check it out at planetdetroit.org. You take a look at some of the reasons why trash in the city is an issue and some of the folks who are doing something to help it. So you talked to some of the folks at Green Living Science, particularly Natalie Jacob, about what they do at that nonprofit. Tell us about their work and what they notice about, the issue of this problem in the city versus maybe other cities.
Yeah, so Natalie actually shared with me that she advocates for a cleaner city in many different ways. So she has her organization, Green Living Science. She's also co-chair of the city's Green Task Force as it relates to recycling. And she sits on a couple other boards that are also dealing with these issues on the state level. So she's on many different levels looking to solve the issue of trash collection and littering and recycling. But one thing that I enjoy hearing that her organization, Green Living Science, does is even though they work with nonprofits, corporations, and schools, I enjoy hearing about her focus of working specifically with the younger folks, working with the kids to help them better understand why it's not okay to trash out the window and what it means to recycle. And I thought it was fascinating how she would share how parents would come back to her and saying like their kids would in a way kind of shame them. Like they would start off their time together asking like, so do you think it's okay to throw trash out the window? Or, you know, how do you feel about these certain things? And kids will be honest. Kids are very honest, right? So they'll tell you like, yeah, my parents, they throw stuff out the window. And I don't know if it's by the end of the program, or at some point in the program, parents would come back to her as a testimonial and say like, oh yeah, my kid enjoys that we're doing recycling projects that are teaching them what to do with their waste. Or my kid actually said something to me when, you know, I throw something out the window. So I thought that was interesting. And it speaks to how our children are a prominent piece of shaping the change that we need to see in the world, and they shouldn't be estimated or overlooked.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. You also write how Green Living Science calls them little ambassadors for recycling, yeah. Which is very cute. You know, in the article, you also talked to Doug Collins, who is the superintendent of solid waste for the city of Detroit, about the city's efforts to get a handle on this problem of trash just being thrown or being just let loose everywhere in the city. So what were some of the things you learned from them? And also tell us about this new campaign that they are going to be enrolling soon.
Yes, I learned. It was interesting to hear of the numbers as far as like the number of tons that the city collects of waste. I thought it was fascinating, but I also thought it was really interesting how a lot of waste still goes uncollected. And I think of neighborhoods that are divested in, or I think about people who have said that, oh, well, you know, trash collection or recycling collection was missed on my block because it's a very dense area. So it's, on one hand, it's great that they have this campaign that they're doing where they want to educate folks more through mailings and billboard and just overall a lot of marketing things. But I, as a hands-on person, I tend to think about like how effective that really is. And I understand that the city thinks that those are great efforts, and I'm not doubting them for that. But I just wonder how those efforts are truly going to help connect to the residents in the city who feel in part why a lot of the reasons that they throw trash, you know, on the ground or just don't know how to dispose properly of their waste, how there just needs to be better partnership and thinking those things through versus just talking at them through mailings and billboards. I don't think people take too well to those things.
Rekia, on this point that you're making in terms of divestment in neighborhoods where there might not be these options or they're not seeing regular pickup, doesn't it also play a role of like almost a nihilist attitude where if you're in a part of the city where you're seeing trash not being people picked up or people dumping stuff or you're seeing homes that are dilapidated and not opening, it's like, okay, well, what's the point? If I throw something on the ground, what's really the point of trying to keep something clean around here?
Yeah, that's exactly a part of the cultural shift that needs to happen that Natalie speaks about and I agree with. So for example, the neighborhood I live in, to be transparent, I live in East English Village, which is a nice East Side neighborhood. And for the most part, we keep our area clean, but on the outskirts, on the main street, you still have trash thrown out because of the main street. But then like 7 minutes away is where I grew up and it's a divested neighborhood, and you see areas like that, and that's exactly the thought process that people have. Like, you can go down some blocks that there are barely any houses, and you can see just things sitting on the curb that haven't been picked up, or, you know, someone might add to the trash, but that's exactly the mindset. So why should I clean it up if no one else helps, you know, thinks to help clean this up? Like, if the city isn't considering this area to pick up this trash that's been left here, then I might as well just put them in the pile.
Yeah, Rukia, I mean, it's definitely like an opening in people's, you know, I think psyche and psychology, of course, when they see something that is literally being trashed that, you know, who else cares? So why should I? And that's really unfortunate. I want to get back to the title of your article because it's a little bit long here. But again, we're talking to Rekia Colvin, a journalist with planetdetroit.org, about her latest story about the litter problem in Detroit. And the title of your story, "No Throwing Trash Out the Window Does Not Create Jobs, A Look at Detroit's Litter Problem." I'd like to go into that. That idea that some folks do have, that throwing litter out the window somehow does create jobs. So when you looked into that, where did this start, and why would people think that would be something that would be a job creator?
So, you know what, that actually came from me talking to Natalie. Like, Natalie does a lot of on the ground working with folks around trash collection and litter and recycling, and she shared with me that a lot of times residents will actually say like, oh yeah, I'm gonna throw this out the window because it's somebody else's job to pick it up. And I mean, to be fair, that is the case in some areas of the city. Like if you go downtown where they have like a development authority, or in some other neighborhoods where they have like cleanup crews who can take care of those things. Technically, you know, you do have folks who are there to pick up the trash, but that shouldn't give you, you know, that shouldn't put you in a mindset to say like, oh, well, they'll pick it up, so I can throw this out the window. Especially when you think of areas where they don't that have that sort of help. And just in general, thinking that that sort of, I don't know, it's kind of hard for me to unpack that. And I wish I would have asked more people like, okay, so you throw trash out the window, but why do you do it? Because it's something that personally bothers me a lot. And I have family members that I've had to address about that. But yeah, I think about just thinking about at home. So if you're at home, you don't put your feet on the couch because you know your mom isn't having that. So why not have that same mentality when it comes to throwing trash out the window or if you're at a park? But that's what I think about. And I wish I could unpack that more with people.
Yeah, pretend the earth is your mom's living room.
Exactly.
And treat it accordingly.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking to Rikia Colvin of Planet Detroit. You can check out her story at planetdetroit.org. Before we wrap up with you, Rikia, I think a really important part of your story and a really, really beautiful and hopeful part of your story is the fact that so many local residents here in the city are stepping up and taking responsibility for their neighborhoods and have been for many years. But you talked to some really great folks. Janine Conley Berry was one of them. A resident, Lillian Key, around St. Alban and Shane, wrote to you and said that she purchased her own trash picker and she goes around and cleans up her neighborhood on her own time. Kind of talk about some of the folks that you interviewed for this story who are doing just that.
Yeah, so fun thing about that part of it, I actually did a call out on Nextdoor. And, you know, we have all of these social media apps that exist, but I feel like Nextdoor is like the one that I go to create like some sort of controversy or chaos. And I knew that making a post about littering in the city would cause an uproar, but I really enjoyed the feedback that I got from it because I got to learn of how people felt about the trash issue and also these people who are creating solutions. So it's really great to hear of solutions that are being done just by individuals in their neighborhood. You know, they see a problem and they have the time and they have the energy to take that initiative. And I think that is a key to solving this huge issue of trash that we have going on here. You know, the more you see it, the more you may want to get involved, or how can we expand those organized efforts to get more people involved. You know, like you said, for cleanup days that are starting to happen as spring arrives, but how can this sort of collective effort become a continuing thing? Like, what does that look like? And that is actually something that I would love to explore more with these residents, but I haven't yet. But these people exist. They're in every pocket of the city, in neighborhoods all over. So I just think about ways that we can expand that.
Yeah, major props to them. Last question before we go, because, well, I guess not so much a question, but something I think is really important in your article to point out is that when you did talk to the director of solid waste for the city of Detroit, Doug Collins, you were told that the city is planning to hire more environmental enforcement officers who issue, you know, tickets. But, you know, advocates for recycling that you spoke to don't think that that is the right approach. What was their problem with that, and what is their idea?
I'm sorry, say that one more time. So you said the problem with hiring more enforcement, right?
Yeah, who would be issuing more tickets.
Okay, yeah, okay. And then the idea behind that. So the idea behind hiring more enforcement, Doug spoke about just the numerous amounts of illegal dumping that is still happening in the city. And the thing about these enforcement officers, they wouldn't necessarily be tackling illegal dumping that takes place from people outside of the city who come and dump here, because that's also a part of the littering issue. And I actually uncovered that in a story I did prior on the Joe Louis Greenway, but these enforcement officers would actually be addressing residents who leave bulk trash on their crib, whether it's outside of the time frame that they would be collecting it, or it's outside of the amount that they can have on their curb at any given time. So that's when they would receive a ticket. And the problem with that, at least how I see it, it doesn't, I don't know if that helps to hold the landlord accountable, because I think a lot of times when you see a lot of these bulk trash collections sitting on curbs, especially now in the economy and just the condition of where Detroit is right now, I think a lot of it comes from eviction. So now you have this bigger problem to address. And how are you addressing that with the landlord versus the tenant sort of thing? But it's unfair to hire more enforcement officers and, you know, place these tickets on residents' doors. And to be fair, Doug did say they don't like to go to that extreme. But if that's the case, how can we work to find other solutions? But again, it's off-putting to people. It doesn't really help to address how they should better dispose of their waste. And it's just not a friendly welcome. We already have a track record of enforcement behavior here in the city, and it doesn't add to progress or moving in a more positive direction of relationship with residents in the city versus city officials.
We've been talking to Rekia Colvin, a journalist with PlanetDetroit.org. You can check out her story over at PlanetDetroit.org. Thank you so much for joining Culture Shift today, Rekia.
Thank you for having me. You take care.